Your Pittsburgh Steelers did it again in the clutch game, down to the wire, must win situation. The offense had been bad all game, and all of a sudden, Ben Roethlisberger in the fourth quarter and overtime just turns it on. The defense gets the stops they need. What a true team win as the Steelers beat the Ravens 16-13, and with the help of the Jaguars, are virtually a lock for the playoffs as long as the Raiders and Chargers don't tie on Sunday Night Football. I'm Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm going to break down all the elements of that win, what it shows about this team, the future of its young players, and all the things you Pittsburgh Steelers fans should be excited about on a Victory Monday. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things of the Pittsburgh Steelers. As always, you can find this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. If you're watching this video on YouTube, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. We thank you so much for doing that. If you enjoy this show, leave a five-star review on Apple Podcasts with a positive comment, and you get a special shout-out at the end of the show. Today's episode is brought to you by OnlineGambling.com, the place to be for all the latest gambling news and tips throughout the NFL playoffs. Visit onlinegambling.com/NFL to get the edge over the competition through this year's playoffs. Man, Steelers fans, your boys did it. They really went into Baltimore and got it out of win. I thought this was over at after halftime when the Steelers gave up. It was a 48-yard rushing touchdown. The offense couldn't move anything. This defense had forced two turnovers and a turnover on downs in the first half. And the Steelers only got 3 points out of those. And I was like, man, their only hope was a blocked punt or a defensive touchdown. But in true old school Ben Roethlisberger, gunslinger, old school cowboy style, he goes out there and delivers one heck of a fourth quarter. He threw for like 66 yards or something like that in the first half. He threw for like, it was like 96 yards or something like that going into the fourth quarter. But in the fourth quarter and overtime combined, Ben Roethlisberger went 19 of 25 for 149 yards, a touchdown, and of course set them up for a game-winning field goal drive. And in that overtime drive, it wasn't no cakewalk. It wasn't no Najee Harris busted a big run and that was it, or they hit on one big pass. They had to convert two third and longs and a fourth and long. Fourth and eight. At that point, I'm like, and Mike Tomlin telling his offense to go out there and do it instead of saying, hey, let's punt them deep. Maybe the defense will create a turnover because that's the best unit we've had today. The Steelers say, Ben Roethlisberger, go get it. And he throws it to, of all people, Ray McCloud, who I know Steelers fans have given a lot of trouble and grief this season, but you got to give a dude who came into this season thinking he was the fifth wide receiver stepping up in this game. He came out here with, what was it? Four catches for 37 yards. Not great numbers, but clutch with the way that he performs. And he did have a drop earlier before that, but he has some nice returns. He is a hard-working fighter, and that's obviously why Ben Roethlisberger keeps going to him. Not that he should always go to him, but it is what it is. Chase Claypool coming out with the touchdown reception, but also all game long, you saw him fighting. You saw him trying to make tough catches. You saw him blocking for Najee Harris on his late 15-yard run that set up Chris Boswell for the game-winning field goal in overtime. Heck of a performance. And it was truly everybody was needed. This was also the reserves of the reserves on the offensive line. Joel Haig at left tackle. John McGlue still at left guard. J.C. Hasenauer at center. Najee Harris gets hurt in this game. Benny Snell has to come in. Then Najee Harris comes back in with one arm and is making one-handed receptions to keep drives alive. And it's still fine. Still hasn't fumbled once in his career in the NFL, which is ridiculous. And, of course, you can't overlook the defense for all they did in this game. Cam Hayward, six tackles, leads the team with a sack. Should have had another half of a sack, but they overruled it because they said he hit Tyler Huntley too hard. Whatever. Minkah Fitzpatrick, 6 tackles. And maybe one of the most overlooked plays that'll be talked that won't be talked about this season, but his breakup on Marquise Brown, it would have been a huge game, put the Ravens just past midfield. The Steelers might lose the game at that point if he doesn't break this pass up, but he punches it right out of dude's hands. What a play from Minkah Fitzpatrick. He's been that man all season. Chris Wormley, back off of COVID, also 6 tackles to tie for the lead for the game. Also a sack on Tyler Huntley. Cam Sutton, an interception in this game, and 5 tackles. The interception was also extremely clutch because they don't. If he doesn't get that stop there, either the Ravens go in to score or they at least get the field goal, the Steelers in a much tougher situation in regulation. T.J. Watt, 5 tackles, and did get a sack. He ties Michael Strahan's record. But, man, it really seems like he got robbed of having the record all to himself. He had a sack earlier in the game on Tyler Huntley. It was a forced fumble that the Steelers recovered to set them up for their first field goal of the game. But they ruled that because Tyler Huntley bobbled the snap and went to try to be a runner afterwards, that he was a runner. And the scorers in Baltimore ruled that it was not a sack. And then also the officials on Cam Hayward's sack. And remember, I said a half a sack for Cam Hayward because at the same time he was hitting him up top, T.J. Watt was on Huntley below. That would have been a split half sack between the two of them. And T.J. Watt would have finished the season with 23 whole sacks, 1 half sack out of Michael Strahan. But still, ties the record. Amazing. He still is the defense. He should be the defensive player of the year. He's phenomenal. This was a true team effort. These guys came off. Pat Freiermuth with toughy. He leads the team with 6 catches for 53 yards. Deontay Johnson, who had a really tough drop on a third down, and I thought, like, man, that's the roughest time for you to drop one. But he also had some really clutch conversions, was getting separation late in the game and finding ways to get Ben Roethlisberger easy completion short that he could turn into longer gains. This was a true team win because everybody, Isaiah Loudermilk had some good plays out there. Terrell Edmonds, I thought, was phenomenal. He also gets an interception in this game, gets 2 more pass breakups in big situations. True definition of team win for your Pittsburgh Steelers. And in doing so, they sweep the Baltimore Ravens just like they swept the Cleveland Browns. They finish 9-7-1, guaranteeing them the winning record. And because somehow the Jaguars kicked the ever-loving snot out of the Indianapolis Colts, the Steelers are now one thing away from making the playoffs. And it just needs the unthinkable to not happen. Just for the Raiders and the Chargers to play and therefore to not be a tie. And for those who were saying maybe they'll kneel it out the whole way, the NFL supposedly has spoken to both teams and that is not to happen. Nothing like that's going to happen that'll guarantee them both a playoff spot there to play and determine a winner of that football game. Now, if they end up doing a tie because of crazy circumstances at the end, that's one thing. And I'm recording this show obviously before that happens. Otherwise, I would be saying definitely they're in the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. I'm recording this on the strength that if that does happen, yeah, you'll see me do a whole other show and it'll just be like, oh, man, who would have thought that happened? And I'll put out a new show on YouTube and everything if a tie occurs. Heck, I'll do a shot at tequila on this show live if that happens. But meanwhile, your Pittsburgh Steelers, they're probably doing a bit of drinking themselves after pulling off back-to-back tough divisional wins like that, basically locking them into the playoffs. What a season for that team. And there were a lot more things that showed up in this game that I thought were very important to show who these guys are and who they are, who they really are as a team moving forward, the identity that they have, and fighting for Ben Roethlisberger and all the things that went into this win. We'll get into that in just a second here. But first, I got to talk to you guys about Built Bar. Remember, it's the New Year's. So that means New Year's resolutions. If your resolution is about getting fit and eating healthier, make sure that you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar, because Built Bar is easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good that you'll want to eat it, unlike some of those protein bars that are chalky, waxy, or taste like a chemical spill. You want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring because by week 3, you're thinking, man, this isn't worth it. Where's the chocolate? Well, Built Bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They contain around 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar that has 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret stashes where you keep snacks and the unhealthy things that you usually snack on. throw them all out. Replace them all with Built Bars because there's so many flavors that you can do that with. Whether you want coconut, almond, peanut butter, brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, all the different flavors are available at Built.com, which is always coming out with new limited time flavors. So check out Built.com today and find out your favorite flavor for Built Bars by going to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. Again, that's LOCKED15, LOCKED15. For 15% off at Built.com on your next order of Built Bars. Again, go to Built.com to use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at Built.com. Steelers fans, we're also brought to you by OnlineGambling.com. We're all looking for an edge these days, and I'd like to thank OnlineGambling.com for sponsoring today's podcast. If you don't know already, OnlineGambling.com is a website dedicated to giving gamblers the edge. Throughout the playoffs, they're providing you with the best NFL tips, news, and more to make sure your bets are as informed as ever. OnlineGambling.com gives gamblers the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day, inspiring every gambler in the world to beat the odds. Don't make emotional decisions with your hard-earned dollars. Make informed decisions with information sourced by the experts. Be sure to consult OnlineGambling.com before placing any bets on the playoffs this season. OnlineGambling.com is on a mission to be the world's most empowering gambling and betting website, giving gamblers the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day. OnlineGambling.com is inspiring every gambler in the world to beat the odds. Go to www.onlinegambling.com and check out the latest NFL playoff news and tips on how you can get the edge. Visit the website on www.onlinegambling.com for NFL tips ahead of the playoffs. Again, visit them and also check out onlinegambling.com/NFL for the latest gambling tips to give you the edge throughout the playoffs. Remember, onlinegambling.com/NFL to make the most of the NFL playoffs. Now, all that being said, double ad read, you know that means I just roll into the next segment. I want to talk about something, and I talked about Dale Lolly about this on the Lolly Carter Steelers podcast that we do on DKPittsburghSports.com for Saturdays. Now, mind you, I told you with Jenna Harner and I told you with Dale, I told you Jenna Harner on this podcast on Friday and I told you with Dale on Saturday, I didn't expect the Jaguars to win that game. I thought there was a chance and I saw it the whole time and the Colts haven't won there since 2014, maybe some weird mojo. You know, I gave it a chance, you know, but I was like, I just didn't think there was a real chance for them to make the playoffs. And, oh boy, the Colts lay an egg. That was bad. You saw a team fold with the playoffs right in front of them. That's a tough one for them. That's one that you're going to have to stomach for a while. But the Steelers going on the road, divisional opponent, Ben Roethlisberger, maybe his last game. I got to say, you could tell by the attitude of Ben Roethlisberger, by the fight from him, by the fight from all these players, there was a spirit out there for the Steelers. I'm not saying like a ghost, like angel in the outfield, but I'm talking about a spirit amongst the players. They wanted to do that for Ben. They wanted to make sure he was going out on top in his last regular season game. They wanted to fight tooth and nail. And you saw it in Ben too. Him just, some of the throws that he was making late. Some throws that he didn't make all season. It was David Fairchild on Twitter who pointed out that like all season long, Chris Carter has been saying, throw to the middle of the field, throw to the middle of the field. And then on that fourth down and eight, where do they go? The middle of the field. And it's a conversion to move the sticks in what might have been Ben's biggest pass of the year. What a crazy way to win. And also, again, the character of this team to fight through those moments. This is now 8 of the Steelers' 9 wins this season have come by a single possession. You don't win that many close games if you're not a team with heart, if you're not a team that knows and has people that want to fight, if you don't have real football culture, if you don't have discipline, all the things that I always hear whenever the Steelers lose. And sometimes, yeah, you're outplayed, you're outcoached. It happens to everybody in the NFL at some point in time. But all I hear when the Steelers lose is, oh, this is terrible, that's terrible, get it, there's no football culture here, there's no discipline here. And they're sure there's undisciplined moments. But this is why Mike Tomlin's never had a losing season. He gets guys to buy into the culture, unless they're crazy like Antonio Brown, but as you can see, he can't buy into anybody's culture. But you see, even, you know, the Steelers do have leaders. They do have guys that understand what it takes to win in the big moments. Cam Hayward. When Deontay Johnson catches a big third down conversion, goes out of bounds in overtime, the Steelers need every bit of yardage they can get in field goal range. And the Ravens have been talking smack to him. He dropped a pass earlier. It was rough on him. And he caught this one, moved the chains. And you see him kind of get into it with the Ravens cornerback. And they start jawing at each other. And they're on the Steelers sideline. And who's the first person you see but Cam Hayward's big old arm reach over, yank Deontay Johnson, and you see him just pull him back. And we're not letting this happen. No. He cuts it off right there. That's leadership. That's Cam Hayward being the Cam Hayward we have seen for years on this team. So whenever I hear someone say there's no leadership, there's no leaders, the Steelers, they don't have anybody that knows the Steelers' way. Don't ever say that again so long as Cam Hayward's on the roster. And I would say Minkah Fitzpatrick, TJ Watt, they put themselves in that conversation with the way they fight. And I really think with the way that they're fighting now, these rookies, Najee Harris and Pat Freiermuth, the way that the effort that they're putting in an offense that's just seemed crippled all season, they're going to be of that ilk as well. Now, maybe not all of them are talkers. They're not going to be like Joey Porter. They're not going to be, you know, snarling and yelling and, you know, leading the hoorah chant or anything like that. But you need guys of all the ilks. You need guys who are loud, and you need guys who are quiet. You need guys who are leaders, and you need guys who are great followers. And the Steelers are developing those guys. I truly think that's a part of what the Steelers needed to do this season, was to identify who those guys would be. And this was why I said all along, for people to say, just tank the season. There's no way you're winning the Super Bowl. And I said from the jump, they probably aren't winning the Super Bowl. That's probably out of the question. But you want to get all these young dudes tests. You want to test to see who they are. To find out in tough moments who rises to the occasion. You saw Najee Harris on a play where he lost his shoe and then had his arm bent backwards. His right arm, his carrying arm. He then practices on the sideline in a sleeve, carrying the ball, taking handoffs with his left arm. And at that point, I was thinking, like, this is setting up for a terrible situation because Najee Harris, who hadn't fumbled on 366 touches on the entire season, is now going to have to switch ball hands that he carries with predominantly, and he's going to have to work basically with one arm. This is setting up for a tough time. But Najee Harris finishes the game with 15 more touches. So by my quick math, that's 381 touches on the season and still no fumbles. Ridiculous. And again, on that last drive, Ben Roethlisberger throws a pass that's high. It's Najee Harris snags it with one hand while going the other direction. If he doesn't grab it, it looked like there was a Ravens defender there who might have intercepted it, and that would have ended the Steelers' season. Maybe. I have to look back closer at the film on that one. But he has that. And then when the Steelers get down after the fourth down conversion, they hand it to Najee Harris. He bounces off the left edge, and you see Chase Claypool blocking for him, and they get a 15-yard gain. And that's why you went and got that dude. So we can have runs like that. So we can have catches like that. And he picked up several blitzes in the game. Great fight from so many guys on this roster. And again, Minkah Fitzpatrick punching the ball out of Marquise Brown's hands. Isaiah Loudermilk fighting in there, showing that he deserves to get more time next year. Chris Wormley putting up a good fight. Cam Hayward being Cam Hayward. There was true effort. There was true fight. There was true resilience from this team because they were down. The Ravens did get their big break run, a 48-yard touchdown run. And the Steelers, you didn't see them put their head down and quit, just like you haven't seen them quit all season. And there's been some games where they've definitely been whipped. You know, the Bengals have broke them. The Chiefs have broke them. But they didn't break. They broke them in the game, but they didn't break them in their spirit because they kept fighting week in and week out. And I think, to me, that's the biggest thing that you see about this Steelers team right now is that, again, I always hear when people automatically they want to say this no matter what the result. They want to say that Mike Tomlin's lost the team. But if at any point this season you said that Mike Tomlin has lost the locker room or lost the team or any point, any of the seasons, you'd be wrong. Because a lost locker room wouldn't have fought like that on the road. A lost locker room would have given up. The Steelers needed so many things done right by their players down the stretch in that game to win that. And so many guys stepped up to make it happen. There's real character on this team. And there's real guys that you're building around that you're learning about every single game to see the fight and the consistency that they're bringing to their work and their willingness to continue to improve. Now, I'm done talking about all that. I want to get back to more analysis on what happened here and what the Steelers are potentially looking at with the playoff situation right now. We'll talk about that in just a minute here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. But first, we got to talk about GetUpside. Hey, Steelers fans, this is Chris Carr with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code TOUCHDOWN and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 or $300 a month in cash back. And there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app today and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Again, that's promo code TOUCHDOWN. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. We thank you for making us your first listen every day. Still flabbergasted at how this is how the Steelers end of the regular season has gone. I expected to talk about a hard-fought win where, you know, they just missed the playoffs because the Jaguars couldn't pull it out, but you couldn't bank on a two-win team to help you get to the playoffs, blah, 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 blah. And I know the Steelers aren't locked at the time that I'm recording this because technically the Chargers and the Raiders could tie and that could send everything into oblivion. But even if they do tie, I think Steelers fans should feel proud of the way this Pittsburgh Steelers team fought in the final weeks. Ben Roethlisberger, in the first three quarters, was bad. I won't even say average, just bad. 11 of 19, 95 yards, an interception. In the fourth quarter, 19 of 25 for 149 yards, a touchdown, and the game-winning field goal drive. That's a guy who's defined his entire career by being the clutch man, by coming out on top in those moments, and he did it yet again. And sure, there were plenty of mistakes in this game. The interception he threw was terrible. He shouldn't have thrown up a double-covered pass to Ray McCloud when they had no hope on a first down where he could have just thrown it away and extended the drive. He was missing wide open guys throughout most of the game. But in the fourth quarter, when they needed him, he turned it on. And you could see him just willing himself, willing the team in moments to say, hey, let's go get this one. That's a true leader right there. That's a dude. And Ben has leadership problems, and I've criticized him. But that's a dude who continues. You don't have that many game-winning drives in your career if you don't have something in you like that. And Ben Roethlisberger showed that. That's why he's a first ballot Hall of Fame. But the Steelers now, presumably, again, I picked the Raiders to win this game on Sunday Night Football. Presumably, as long as there is a winner from Raiders versus Chargers on Sunday night, the Steelers would then be the seventh seed, which means they are locked into playing the Kansas City Chiefs, who utterly demolished the Steelers just a few weeks ago. Now, the Chiefs finished 12-5. They played Saturday, so they get an even longer break. Good for them. But it's still a major win for the Steelers to get a playoff berth in this situation. Again, we're assuming what happens Sunday night. But how about that, though, that the Steelers would have a chance? There's nothing to lose for the Steelers in this situation, right? Like, they're going into this Kansas City Chiefs game. Nobody in their right mind outside of Steelers fans would pick the Steelers to win this. They're on the road. They got shellacked by the Chiefs earlier this season. The Chiefs have played very good football. They still have Patrick Mahomes. They have an extra day of rest compared to the Steelers. But that's the really interesting thing about this game is that there would be no pressure on the Steelers. If they lose this game, it's like, you know what, guys? Heck of a season. Ben Roethlisberger, heck of a career. You got him to the playoffs one last time. That's an achievement. Let's look at next year. But if they snuck and won that game? crazy, right? We're not going to get there. We got a whole week to talk about Steelers Chiefs. But I want to look at different parts of this team and what makes it go. And again, this Steelers team this year has found so many ways to cover up different weaknesses, whether it was the run defense, which was bad again in this game. I believe the Steelers, let me get my numbers right here, gave up a whole of 249 rushing yards, an average of 6.9 yards per carry, which, again, beckons the question, why did the Ravens ever throw? But it is what it is. But with that, they still somehow held the Ravens to 3 of 14 on third downs, 1 of 2 on fourth downs. They kept them from scoring in the red zone. They were able to keep this game close pretty much the entire time. And all season long, their run defense, they've struggled unless they've played the Cleveland Browns, one of the best rushing offenses in the league right now. Crazy enough that it turns up against them. You know, when their pass rush wasn't there because TJ Watt was hurt and he was coming in the games hurt, you know, they were able to find ways to mitigate that. When their linebackers were out against the Browns, they found ways to mitigate that. When Ben Roethlisberger has completely struggled in games, they found ways to mitigate that. When Deontay Johnson has struggled in games, they found ways to mitigate that. When Joe Hayden was out, they found a way. They continue to find ways to cover up their many weaknesses on this roster right now, whether it's because of injuries with Stephon Tuitt never playing this season, Tyson Alulu basically missing the whole season, Juju Smith-Schuster basically missing the whole season. This team continued to find ways to say, hey, you know what? We're gonna accommodate for this. We're going to fix it. We're going to cover up this problem, and we're going to try to win on this strength over here. That's a hard-fighting football team. I also think that the offensive line deserves credit in this game because, as I look at it, the Ravens only sacked Ben Roethlisberger one time. That was J.C. Hasenauer, who I believe was on his second start of the entire season, Joel Haig starting for Dan Moore Jr., and John McGlue starting for left guard. If you had told me that would have been the Steelers offensive line at the end of the season, back when the season started, I'd have said there's no way. Ben's getting crushed, especially with how limited he is in his mobility. But they deserve credit for their fight. Even though they didn't really get much push in a run game, they did just enough. Also, I forgot to mention with Chase Claypool, he did a good job on his end arounds. He took those jet sweeps, got 3 carries for 33 yards. Solid. Also, Zach Gentry. Definitely tight end number 2 moving forward. 4 catches, 39 yards. Good job. But this Steelers team, they've got guys on it that care. They got guys on it that I think that are serious dudes to build around. And in a huge win for me, this is as big a win as the Steelers have had in a while. And not from the aesthetic pleasing point, not from like the most impressive win, but just like the gut feeling of it, you know? Because if you're a person who's covered the Steelers, watched the Steelers, followed the Steelers, whatever, you've seen this organization fight through, have the team that they put on the field has fought through several wins, and you've seen games where it's like, man, like, you know, they have the talent here, they have the talent there, like, you know, their Christmas win over the Ravens, with Antonio Brown stretching it over the goal line. Magical win and all that stuff. But this was a win where you didn't know who was going to come from. You were just wondering, how can they make this work? I mean, Ray McCloud is in this game making big plays. Not Antonio Brown, not Le'Veon Bell, not Martavis Bryant. This roster this year had definite weaknesses on it. The whole time, I said from the beginning of the season, you can go back and watch the show from the early part of the season. I said, this way this team is going to win. They're going to have to stop the run. They didn't do that all year. They have to get after the pass, the quarterback. I believe that they will finish with the sack record again for a fifth straight year, unless one of the, I believe the Rams were one of the teams that are chasing them. I don't know. We'll have to check those numbers after the fact. But in this game, the Steelers defense finished with what? 3 sacks. So I believe that gives them, 55 on the year? that's a pretty steep game to have on the rest of the, I believe the next closest with 47. Point being, though, this team found ways to win so many different ways in this game. And so many different ways this season. Despite all the limitations they have and the new guys they've had to ask to step up and the guys that have stepped in to fill different roles, that's something that you should be proud of, Steelers fans. But we've got another week, presumably. Again, I will do a whole extra show if the Raiders and Chargers, and I will take a shot of tequila live on this show if the Raiders and Chargers tie on Sunday Night Football. But presumably, we got one more week, at least, of Steelers football. And I, for one, I'm glad I'm not on vacation yet. I like covering football games. We'll have more this week on the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. You can find this show on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube. Hit the like button on YouTube if you're watching this video. Hit the subscribe button on our channel to get daily Monday through Friday content, sometimes Sunday when you have a victory Monday like this, and I want to get the show out early. We also, if you want to help us out more, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That stuff really, if you do that with a positive comment, that really helps us out. As I said at the end of last week, we had a few that I wanted to get to. We do one a day. This week, or this Monday episode / Sunday episode, we have Drew Wu 22, who says, first time listening, great show, and Ben owns the Browns. Great podcast for Steeler Nation, listening from Arizona, but always a lifetime Steelers fan. Drew Wu 22, we thank you for your 5-star review and for your positive comment. Ben did own the Browns pretty much his whole career. And he ended his career going out sweeping them, just like he swept the Ravens. How about that? We got one more 5-star review that's in the banks now that we will read for tomorrow's show. If you want your 5-star review, go on Apple Podcasts, leave one, leave a positive comment about the show, you get on. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We hope that you enjoy your Victory Monday, Victory Sunday night. I'll be on the Final Word, Channel 11, WPXI, doing a live taped show, probably around 11:30-ish. On Channel 11 WPXI with Tim Benz and Albie Oxenrider. I believe we might have one more guest talking Steelers football, the big win. And there you'll get my immediate reaction to see if the Steelers actually did make the playoffs and the tie didn't happen. Again, I'm Chris Carter. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. We thank you for listening. Back in your ears and on your screens very soon.